You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The parsha of the Klolos starts, it's parsha Kisavai, the Gemara tells us, last parsha before end of the year. And the Gemara says that before we get back to the Gemara, we know the parsha of the Kisavai starts with what? It starts with the parsha of Bikurim and Vaisers. That's how the parsha starts. You come to Eretz Yisrael, you bring Bikurim to Beis Hamikdash, you bring the Maisers to Beis Hamikdash, and you have the whole story of Arami Abidavi, the vidui the person says when he brings Bikurim to Beis Hamikdash. Interesting. Nizdanu lepunduk echad. They're all together. Bringing Bikurim to Beis Hamikdash, bringing the Maisers to Beis Hamikdash, and the klalos that we're receiving when we get to this parsha, the klalos of end of Sefer Dvarim. And I can go into it today, but we spoke about in previous years the difference between the clause of in Vayikra that belong to Vayikra, the clause of Dvarim that belong to Dvarim. But we have all the curses that come together with the Pasha of Bikurim and the Pasha of Maestros. What's the idea? What's the connection between the two? So to understand what's going on with these clauses, understand how it helps us to end the year in the clauses, let's step back and talk about the time period that we are right now. Right now, we are in the month of Elul. As we do frequently, we speak over here about the simonim of the months that's brought down in Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah, Rabbi Yochus Avraham Avinu, gives us different things that belong to each month, different letters that belong to each month, different shvatim that belong to each month, different actions that belong to each month. In general, there's 12 letters that we associate with the months, and there's 12 actions that belong to each month. The letter that belongs to the month of Elul is the letter Yud. That's the letter that belongs to this month. And what is the action that belongs to the month of Elul? The action is what's called Maiseh, doing. I mean, just an example, what are the other actions that we have? There's a month that belongs to sleeping. There's a month that belongs to laughing. There's a month that belongs to walking. Different pools that we have. Doing has to do with the month, Maise. Doing belongs to the month of Elul. So Elul is the letter Yud and is the word called Maise, doing. What's the shaykhas between these two things this month? I mean, obviously, every sign that we have with the month is not a random thing. So why does the letter Yud belong to Elul, and why does Maisa belong to Elul? So seemingly the explanation is, that's what sounds also from Tzodek HaKohen, in a different way. The Pshat is like this. We know the letter Yud, Al Shem HaMachshov Onemer, this Rashi in Az Yosher. Rashi tells us, it says Az Yosher starts with the Yud, Yud Al Shem HaMachshov. Yud is the thought. What are you thinking? Your plan. What Yud is all about. Maise is always the end. It's always what's the tachlis. What are you trying to get to? How does it work? Usually, as already the Rishonim say this, Rabbi Mechai speaks about it in Chumash. Usually a person has a plan in his mind what he wants to do. So he thinks in his mind, what's exactly the image? What does it create? Let's take a simple example. A person wants to build a table. So the first thing he has in mind is the table. He sees a table in the beginning. That's his thought. This is what I want to get to. Then you go to the details. How do you build a table? Well, he needs the common. He takes a few pieces of wood. And he has to clear up the wood. He has to make it very smooth. And he has to make the piece of wood all the same size. He has to have a flat for surface. And he has to have the screws, and he has to have the nails, and he has to have the hammer, and all the small details. He's going to go through the process to bring it to the tachlis when he needs to get. And what's going to end in the end, and when he finishes his maaseh, his doing, what's going to have? He's going to have a table. So at the end of the day, the table is going to be what he planned to do originally. He had in mind to do a table, got a picture of the table, and that's what he's getting to. And there's many details to get to that table. That's what it means. Soif maise b'machshava tchila. We say lechadoy every time. Soif Maisa or Shot Chilut, Soif Maisa. The end of the Maisa, what you're going to get to, starts with the Machshava, the original thought. Right? Machshava Tchilo. You start with the Machshava to get to the Soif Maisa. So Elul, you have the letter Yud, which refers to Machshava. Rashi tells us. Yud Osha Machshava name. The month of Elul, the Pe'ula that belongs to the month of Elul, the action is the Maisa. So Elul refers to that first Machshava in the Tachlis of Maisa. Soif Maisa Machshava Tchilo is what represents Elul. What's the idea behind it? We know that Elul, the Torah really tells us, with Chazal Dashim, that Elul is considered to be the end of the year. It says in Chumash, right, the Parshat Ekev, Mereish is a Shana ve'adach is Shana. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Mereish is a Shana nidoin ma'yeh b'soif. Beginning of the year, you have what's going to be throughout the year at soif, until the end of the year, until Chodesh El. Achris Shana, the end of the year, is Chodesh El. What is Elul in general? Pashtas, you know, when you learn, let's say you take Lashon HaTor. So Elul is a preparation, you get ready for Yom Kippur. 40 days of Elul and Sesame Tshuva is the days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mountain, and it brings you up to go from there until you get to Yom Kippur. But Avadah, that Elul has its own characteristics. It's not only preparation for another month. First of all, it's just Misvara, you never have a month, there's a preparation for another month. The month has its own essence. You know all the different simanim that Elul has, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, all different things. You have something that has to do with Elul itself. So what is Elul? Moshe appears in Tzadav Rocha, as we used to say, that Elul is what the Gemara calls us, Achrishan, end of the year. It's not the beginning, it's the end. So what's the idea of getting to the end? Because when you get to the end of the year, you can bring your focus on bringing to fruition all the Machshava Tchilo that came Rosh Hashanah. So let's make Kodesh Baruch Rosh Hashanah gave us a pathway. What needs to happen this year? You have to have a schar. You have to have a avoido. There is supposed to be some punishments. There's supposed to be something that will happen throughout the year. So when we come to Elul, we have to make sure that we actually come bring to fruition whatever we did throughout the year, whatever we were intended to do in Rosh Hashanah. Whatever we had last Rosh Hashanah, in the plans, in the framework, in the Machshava Tchila that you had Rosh Hashanah, in Elul is when you have to kind of make sure that it happened. I mean, mainly if you did that, so then you get the next Rosh Hashanah. Now, when it comes to the next Rosh Hashanah, and you come with a person who comes and even the family again, say, oh, we're going to show them whatever you planned for us originally, we brought it to fruition. We were able to bring it out. But the Elul is the focus that you bring the same mindset to that Machshava Tchila. You reach the same mindset. That's what we focus on that month, on this month. This is really, like I said, it's a Gemara in Baba Basra. One of Baba Basra, the few, tells us, one says, the same way a person in Rosh Hashanah has the judgment of all the food and all the pranas we have this year, also everything he's going to lose this year is also Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says he knows he's going to lose money. The question is how. The Gemara brings then a story with the Bnei Achose, the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw in a dream that they're going to lose 700 dinarim that year. Going to lose 700 dinarim. So the whole year, he was running after them to take tzedakah from them. To gather tzedakah. He was, you know, fundraising. And they gave money for tzedakah. They gave money for tzedakah. Then in the year, they did not fill the entire 700 quota. They did a little bit less. Right? Gemara says that they were missing 17 to get the 700. They did 683. Missing the last 17. Okay? So Moses says, what was the story? Right before Yom Kippurim, which is the end, okay, then the discussion, came the Caesar, Be-Kesar, and they took an extra tax. He imposed an extra tax of 17 dinarim on them. And took it. So what is Moses saying? Basically, what happened is, Rechem knew that they're going to lose 700 dinarim this year. The question is how you can bring the fruition. You could bring it through doing tzedakah, or you could bring it through paying taxes, but it's going to go. But that's part of what this has to come through. Elul is when we come to figure out, did we reach the safe ma'aseh that the Machshava Tchila had on Rosh Hashanah? That's why Elul is Yud Oshel Machshava and the ma'aseh. In other words, we want to bring that Machshava to the safe ma'aseh. Safe ma'aseh, Machshava Tchila, that is the month of Elul. That's what we're busy with Elul. That's what the whole avoid is. Do we bring to fruition everything that we were intended to do and to bring and to achieve this year? Now, when we speak about this week's parasha, about the parasha Kisavi, the klolos, what is the idea of klolos? Klolos is curses. Klolos means that there are bad things that have to happen to us if Am Yisrael doesn't keep the Torah. As the Lashon speaks about in length, and but it's another pashut, that all klolos that we have, it's not a nekama, it's not a, so to speak, Hashem taking revenge for us. He's hitting us because Chas Hashem is upset and just, you know, he wants to take out his anger on us. That's not pshat. But the pshat is that the klolos is what brings us to the next to our destination. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you need to reach some goal. The best way to reach that goal is through Torah and mitzvahs. But if you're not able to do it through Torah and mitzvahs, so there's only all the way to do it is through getting punished. That's what you need to do. The punishment is what brings you up to where you have to get to. This is really what the Rashi in the beginning of Parshat Tzavim says, the next week's Parsha. It says that when Am Yisrael was afraid after all the klolos of Parshat Tzavim, it says, Miyuchol Adayil, we have 98 klolos. So the Gemara says, so that's where the Torah starts, at Temni Tzavim Ayoyim, you're standing here strong today. Says Rashi, what is the klolos yisurim? Mekaymim eschem umitzivim eschem lefanav. It makes you stand up tall, up strong. The fact that you can come and go throughout Olam Hazeh and reach your destination, reach your fruition, reach where your tachlis is because of the klolos. When Torah and mitzvahs don't do it, when Am Yisrael Chas Hashem don't create Torah and mitzvahs like they're supposed to. So then it's the klolos to bring you there. It's not a just stop punishment, it's brings you to that destination. That's always when you look at the yisurim that Am Yisrael has in this world. And the question comes, how does the Kishbukha allow his children to suffer so much? So the answer is, it's not that he allows it. Adrabba, that's what he's inflicting on us in order to get to where we need to get to. In order for us to reach our destination, we must go through the klolos sometimes. And that's what the Divrei HaBris, that's the covenant that we have. And Parashat Kisavi, so we know there's a bris, Divrei HaBris, Parashat Kisavi, Parashat Kisavi. And the bris is, the covenant is, we are always going to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we always will reach our goal and destination. We can't get away from it. You always have to get there. We have the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaat Zion. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, says that what's the reason we read Pashas Yoino, Haftarah of Yoino, in Yom Kippur, is to tell somebody a Musar. What are you telling someone? You should know, what are you going to try to do? They're going to try to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem wanted him to do an Nevuah to Ninveh. He said, then I'm going to run away and do my own thing. So what happened then? He gave the Nevuah to Ninveh. There's no way they're running away. And that's the Musar. Person thinks, I'm going to, you know, my go, I have to do Torah mitzvahs. I'm not interested. So I'm just going to leave. I'm going to leave the fold and just leave me alone. Says the Shaat Zion, that's what we read Parshas, we read the Haftarah of Yoino. There's no way out. You're going to get there. The story goes that a bacher came to the Ger Rebbe and told him, I can't. I'm not interested in this world. Everything I do, I'm not successful. I'm not interested in anything in Ruchnius. I want to commit suicide. I'm done. So the Rebbe told him, who said it'll be better after you commit suicide? And if we believe, it's not that you're not running away to anywhere. There's no running away. Person has a tachlis and he has to do it. And he was born to do what he has to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the koiches and the ability to be happy, to be besimcha, and to reach in with our koiches. But you need to reach here. That's what the clothes do. That's what the clothes achieve. So Yimele comes the clothes that we have over here. They bring you to your destination. They bring you to where you have to reach. That's what it is. Yimele what? Yimele comes out that the clothes are the would help us to get to a safe mindset. How do you get the safe mindset? How do you reach where you need to reach to? Because you have soyv ma'aseh b'machshav atchil. Because you have a machshav atchil, because you have a plan to reach the destination, the world to come, we have to go to. The soyv ma'aseh is that we need to get there. How do you get there? There's different ways. You can keep Torah, do mitzvahs, or the klolos. The klolos ensure that we reach our destination. That's what the klolos is all about. Yimele, if that's what we understand, that's the idea of Parshat Yisrael. That's the concept of standing with the clothes. The clothes bring us to where we need to get to. And it always connects us to the original intent that we're supposed to get to that. That's the beginning of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha is the parasha of Bikurim. It's the parasha of Maestros. What's the Bikurim? And also, what's the name of the parasha? Kisavoy. When you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. You always speak about that, the Divrei Baal HaTanya, Parasha Shlach. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, that's when things are not so clear. You forget where things came from. Right? So then, what do? You need to remember, you need to always connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parshas Bikurim is that you have a Teinu Shebikur, you have a person who goes down to his field, something that he worked on, and he harvests, and he did his own fruits, and he always remembers it. Remember. Bikurim is remember where everything is coming from. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you give the first fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Parshas Bikurim is. And Maris says, well, everything that we have, we need to connect to. It's not ours. We're giving it to. We always remember that all the seif maise came from Achshavat Chil, you connect it to the original thing. That's what the Parshas Bikurim and Parshas Maise are. That's what they're talking about, connected to Achshavat Chil. By the way, to connect to the same idea, when before Pesach this year, I realized this, what is the Hagadosh Pesach? Hagadosh Pesach is a big push, Hagadosh Pesach. Takes the Parshas Bikurim and goes through the Parshas Bikurim and dashens it. So everybody already asks, what do we dashen? We go to the Parshas Bikurim and we take every pasuk of Parshas Bikurim and we say, look how this the pasukim in Shmois explain the Parshas Bikurim. Because the Parshas Bikurim tells the whole story. We are Romeo, we love Yaakov, he knew, was by Lavan, and he ran away, went to Mitzrayim, and then we have the whole that Joshua, what happened to us in Mitzrayim. Every word over here, we dash in the Gosh of Pesach with Psukim and the Pasha Shmois. What's the point? Just go to Shmois. What do you need the Psukim over here? So the Vilna Goyen and Tikkun Ezor is a Gavaldika thing. So you know what's special about this Pasha? That we start at Romi Oividavi. We start with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we have a din, a Maisa Ovois, Simul Abonim. Everything that happened to the Ovois is a framework of what's going to happen to the bunny. So we talk about Yitzrayim over here, we're starting with Yaakov Avinu was also in Galus by Lavan, etc. And then it happened to his children. That's what we always connect, is we want to connect to the where we came, where everything came from. It's a plan. It's not just a random infliction of pain. But Yitzrayim is the same myself as that we have by Yaakov. Lein Yaneinu, this is very gishmak, because this parsha is a parsha of bringing the safe mindset to the Machshavot here. Is bringing things to its destination, connecting it to its source. Bikurim, you have your fruits, remember where it came from. Maaser, you have everything you have, you always have to remember, it's not always everything yours, you have to give a portion to somebody else. Or you have to bring it to your Yerushalayim, and remember that you're not really the owner, you can't really do it whatever you want. That's what the Bash is. That's the clause. The clause means you have a taklus, you have a din, you have to reach your destination that was in the Machshava Tchila. That's what it is. So Yimele, that's the whole Pasha. Pasha Kisava, you're coming there to Israel. We speak about the whole Sefer Devarim is a preview to get there to Israel. So he went through the whole Eretz Yisrael. He went through the whole preview and all the mitzvahs to come to Eretz Yisrael. Now you're coming out there to Israel. You always have to connect the Machshavat Chila. Get into the same Maaseh. Remember that your safe Maaseh needs to connect to the original intent. That's the Pasha Bikurim, Pasha Maaseh. That is what the clause is all about. making sure that we reach a destination, that our destination fits the original machshava. So if my sim machshava tchila, which is really the whole elul, is not avodah. And with this, we come to understand the Gemara and the Megillah tells us that why do we read the klolos of the parasha before Shoshana? Because tichle Hashanah the killer seal. End the year with its close. And we ask, what does it mean? So you read the parasha, the close ends. What does that mean? So my Rabbi Yom Shapir Zatzai Racha used to say, he said in different words, but we'll use it for where it sounds from what we're talking about today. The idea is the following. When we're coming to the end of the year, we want to say that we did reach our destination. Because what's the idea of the klolos again? The idea of the klolos is to bring us back to where we're supposed to get to. And how do we do that? By realizing and understanding the message of the klolos. When we suffer in Olam Hazeh, we see we're suffering to bring us back to where we belong. We're suffering to put us in the straight path, a way for us to get to our right to our destination. It's either a punishment or a push to get there. But in both cases, it's our realization, understanding, we're reaching there. So what we do in the end of a year is we read the klolos. It's not just stop reading the klolos. We're actually accepting a part of the klolos. We're bringing it to fruition. We're realizing, we're recognizing, this is our soif ma'aseh. We're not just suffering, it's a random thing, this is going to happen, this will be, we'll get a vaccine, we'll get plasma, we'll get that, we'll figure it out. No, we understand that there's a message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means reading the klolos the right way is basically accepting a part of the klolos, bringing the klolos to fruition, bringing it out there. So Yimele, that brings the soif ma'aseh of Machshava Tchila. So Yimele, that's the idea of Tikla Shar Mekil Loiseya. When you read the klolos in the end of the year, in the Pashka Sovay, in Pashka Sovay, so the year ends with its klolos because everything that with this year intended to do and to bring, all the gzeiros that we got the last Rosh Hashanah, the good and the bad, we want to bring to fruition the end of the year. Elul is Seif Ma'aseh and Machshava Tchila. We want to get to the Seif Ma'aseh. How do you get to the Seif Ma'aseh? You do everything. You try your best to bring out whatever you need to bring out this month. And you accept the klolos as a Seif Ma'aseh. Everything the klolos was supposed to have this year, it's accepted. We recognize it. We receive it. We have a Seif Ma'aseh out of it. We're bringing it out to fruition. That's really the reason. Some people are very careful not to get the Aliyah of the klolos. You just read the Torah. What's the problem? It's not just reading the Torah. When you're reading the klolos, you're actually bringing out the klolos. So to speak, it's chal. It's you're accepting it and receiving it. And accept it. So it's like it's some kind of a projection coming out of this reading. Some people are very careful about it. We know that on the other hand, it says in the Zohar that all the klolos have in them, hidden in them, all the brachas. According to what we say, because the klolos are really bringing us to our destination. So it has really all good into it. But it's not just not reading the klolos, it's bringing the klolos to where we need to get to. Bring us to our destination. That's what the klolos are doing. So tichle shana v'kil yisrael, you read the klolos at the end of the year to say everything that this year intended to be happened, even the bad, all the bad that was supposed to come out came out. So if we bring it and accept it, now we can start a new year. And hopefully it will be a year of only bracha. Because all the klolos that we're supposed to get, we received and accepted and recognized. And for us, this is after we had a very difficult year. It was a year that had many klolos in it. So we get now to the end of the year, and we read Parsha Kisavi this year. Parsha Kisavi should have a special meaning. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tichle Shana V'Kil Yisrael. We understand you inflicted on us pain. It was a difficult year. It was difficult. From a medical perspective, from a psychological perspective, from a financial perspective, us, all Am Yisrael, we're receiving it, we're accepting it. And with that, make the Shana be the, and not only the year end, but the klolos of the year will end with it as well. We're bringing everything that this year intended to be, in the last Rosh Hashanah, with all the gzeiros of this year. So last Rosh Hashanah was Gzeira. This year is supposed to be a difficult year for Am Yisrael and for the world. So now we're saying we get to the end of Elul, towards the end of Elul. And we get the Parsha Kesavah, we're screaming out, this year we're bringing everything to fruition. We're trying to achieve all the Gzeiras are supposed to happen. We're accepting them. We are bringing to fruition. It brought us to where we're supposed to get to. So with that, we can end with it. It's over. Tech Lashana, Mekilur Seil, all the clothes that came with the year are ending because we're taking it, we're bringing it to fruition. And that's what happens, as the Gemara tells us. When you do that, so you may let Tech Lashana, Mekilur Seil, the Gemara and the Megillah, so you may let Tochel Shano, Birkur Seil, to allow a new year to come with blessing, with brachas, is we need to remove all the bad, accept it, and take it out of the way. Right, as the companies have, they have a bad year, so they close the books with all the negatives. Bring all the negatives out. Tich l'shana v'kil l'seah, bring in all the bad, accept it, receive it be'ava, so you can have a year. Tach l'shana v'kil should be a good year. Could get benched they are, based on the fact that we're leaving the bad behind us with this week's passion.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.